missiles hit Israel. And I think if five ballistic missiles hit the United States of America, you're damn right we would respond. They said the same thing about our bases in Iraq. Oh, look at the great defense we're playing. And now we have three dead American soldiers. Until you impose costs on Iran itself, until you dry up their cash, they're just going to keep producing cheap drones because they can get away with it. And they're also providing to Russia going after Ukraine. By the way, it's China buying that cash, buying that oil. And we've got to go to the root of the problem. It's frustrating as hell.
Frustrating as hell is the out cue. And it's Michael Waltz has become a friend of the program. He's been on a number of times just over the last 6 months. And he was on with us, I think, about 3 weeks ago. So a good guy and a smart dude when it comes to foreign policy. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Coming up, we're going to talk about the swearing in of members of the Senate. They're going through all of this, and Chuck Schumer is never going to let this thing go to trial. Never going to happen. The impeachment trial of Alejandro Mayorkas, we should be doing it, but I don't think Chuck Schumer is going to let us do it. They don't want any of this information coming out. They don't want to give a forum to anybody who says that Alejandro Mayorkas should be impeached and why he should be impeached. We'll get to that and more coming up in our next segment. Stick around. Coming up top of the hour, Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. We'll talk about the food chain and a whole bunch more as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Aviators opened a six-game series against the Tacoma Rainiers that they'd just as soon forget about. The Oakland A's AAA affiliate looked more like the former Oakland Raiders, losing 14-0 in Summerlin last night. They'll try to shake it off tonight when they invite the Dogs in for Bark on the Berm at Las Vegas Ballpark. The Vegas Golden Knights still have a shot at finishing the season with 100 points. It took care of business last night, beating the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1 at T-Mobile Arena. They have one game remaining in the regular season now, and a win over Anaheim tomorrow night at the Fortress would give them 100 points for the third time in their first 7 years. Also match them up with Edmonton in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs that get underway this weekend.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. At my law firm, there's no fake courtrooms or fake anything. I go to real courtrooms, and I get real results. Just in the past couple of years alone, I've had some of the biggest injury verdicts in the entire country. I've helped thousands of Las Vegans get paid after getting hurt. How much? Nearly $500 million in settlements. More than $130 million cases. No other Las Vegas lawyer can say that.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Be sure to listen to AM 670 KMZQ throughout the day for Marla Letizia's Long Life Era segment, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Freeway travel's not too bad this morning. No accidents being reported. Actually, on the freeways, on the Spring Mountain on-ramp, you get onto 15 southbound. You have a new wreck being reported there. Spring Mountain on-ramp, get onto 15 southbound. Still working an injury accident in the northeast at Craig and Lamb. In the southwest, got a lot of cars in the area of Warm Springs and Durango. It is Vegas Golden Knights free gas at the Smith's gas station there at Durango and Warm Springs area. Those pumps just open at 7:30, so if you want to avoid a traffic jam, steer clear of Durango and Warm Springs unless you want free gas. It's getting warmer by the day. We should see temperatures right around the 90-degree mark today with clear, sunny skies and light breezes. 62 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing when you listen to members of Congress, in particular in the Senate and the House as well, and you listen to the difference in the tone of comments about Israel. Republicans seem to be backing Israel. Democrats are splintered as to their support. A lot of Democrats have walked away from Israel. You can talk about Michigan. You can talk about the Biden administration. Joni Ernst is a senator from Iowa and was on Fox yesterday with Sandra Smith. She fully supports Israel in this war against Iran. This is cut number two. Go.
This is Speaker Johnson. Earlier on the party divides over support for Israel. Listen here.
I think there's a lot of support for Israel, obviously, on the Republican side. Clearly, on the Democrat side, they have a real division over that. It's been pretty shameful, actually, that leading Democrats are turning their backs on Israel at this most desperate and important time.
Can you add to that, Senator, what we're seeing as far as the party divide on this issue?
Yes, I think there is a frustration out across the United States of America. But bottom line, Sandra, we need to step up and support Israel. They are our close friend and ally in the Middle East. And as you see with this unprecedented escalation by Iran against Israel, we have seen Arab nations come to the defense of Israel. So we can see that it is Iran that's the aggressor. They are the ones that are sponsoring Hamas, the Houthis, Hezbollah, you name it. But again, unprecedented escalation by Iran. And this is a time when we all need to come together, stand by our friend Israel.
How do you want to see, as Israel weighs its response, how do you think they should respond to what we saw over the weekend?
Yeah, that is entirely up to Israel. The point is that whatever Israel decides to do, the United States should support that decision. So in the short term, if they do decide to retaliate immediately against Iran, the United States should be there to support, whether it's the supplemental package providing additional munitions and weaponry to the state of Israel, or providing logistical support and perhaps even targeting data for our friends in Israel. In the long term, though, we've got to get serious about enforcing the oil sanctions against Iran. I just heard in the clip that you played, yes, we have sanctioned Iran. But the point is, this administration refuses to enforce those sanctions. So it's one thing to put it on a piece of paper. It's another thing to actually stand up and do it.
That's Joni Ernst, the senator from the great state of Iowa, on with Sandra Smith yesterday on Fox News Channel. Stay right where you are. Do not touch that dial. There's a whole bunch of stuff. We've got seven jurors already seated in the hush money trial in New York. What does this mean for the former president, Donald J. Trump? It can't be good news. They're making breakneck speed to get this trial in and to get it in before the election. This is getting really, really ugly. And then we have the gag order. We don't know. Might Juan Merchan, the judge, might he hold the former president in contempt of court? Might he throw his ass in jail? Is that possible? Might he fine Donald J. Trump $3,000? That's tip money for Donald J. Trump. I mean, this is the guy that came up with $175 million just a week or so ago. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We got a busy, busy program scheduled from now until 9 o'clock right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Welcome to Unexplained Savings. Today, we're talking NFAs, or no-fee ATMs. Do they exist? Karina from One Nevada Credit Union is here to blow the lid off this hot topic. Karina, what's the scoop?
So One Nevada Credit Union members all have access to no-fee ATMs with our one checking account.
They do?
Yeah, 43,000 of them all across the nation.
Unbelievable. No-fee ATMs among us this whole time?
Literally everywhere.
It's no conspiracy. Get no-fee ATMs with One Nevada's one checking account, federally insured by NCUA.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Thanks for getting up with us, being a part of the show, taking us along on your commute to work, maybe dropping off the kids at school. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Coming up top of the hour, the trucking industry, the supply chain, it's all out there. And we're going to be talking about it with Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the challenges for the trucking industry, in particular the EPA and their bizarre mandates that they want to impose on the trucking industry to be all electric. It ain't going to happen. I'm just telling you, it ain't going to happen. And that's why we need to elect Donald J. Trump. We need Trump in there to blow this thing up. I want you to hear from Mark Green. This is the congressman from Tennessee, the chair of the Homeland Security Committee in the House of Representatives. And he came to the floor of the United States Senate to read articles of impeachment. I'm not going to bore you with all 20, 25 minutes of this, but I will give you a little bit of the flavor of what's involved. This was Congressman Mark Green on the floor of the United States Senate. Here it is.
Well, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro N. Mayorkas, in violation of his oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and to well and faithfully discharge the duties of his office, has willfully and systemically refused to comply with the federal immigration laws in that. Throughout his tenure as Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro N. Mayorkas has repeatedly violated laws enacted by Congress regarding immigration and border security. In large part because of his unlawful conduct, millions of aliens have illegally entered the United States on an annual basis, with many unlawfully remaining in the United States. His refusal to obey the law is not only an offense against the separation of powers in the Constitution of the United States, it also threatens our national security and has had a dire impact on communities across the country. despite clear evidence that his willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law has significantly contributed to unprecedented levels of illegal immigrants' entrance, the increased control of the southwest border by drug cartels, and the imposition of enormous costs on states and localities affected by the influx of aliens, Alejandro N. Mayorkas has continued in his refusal to comply with the law and thereby acted to the grave detriment of the interests of the United States. Alejandro N. Mayorkas engaged in this scheme or course of conduct through the following means. One, Alejandro N. Mayorkas willfully refused to comply with the detention mandate set forth in Section 235B2A of the Immigration and Nationality Act, requiring that all applicants for admission who are, quote, not clearly and beyond a doubt entitled to be admitted shall be detained for a removal proceeding, end quote. Instead of complying with this requirement, Alejandro N. Mayorkas implemented a catch-and-release scheme whereby such aliens were unlawfully released even without effective mechanisms to ensure appearance before the immigration courts for removal proceedings or to ensure removal in the case of aliens ordered removed. Two, Alejandro N. Mayorkas willfully refused to comply with the detention mandate set forth in Section 235B1B2 of such act, requiring that an alien who is placed into expedited removal proceedings and determined to have a credible fear of persecution, quote, shall be detained for further consideration of the application for asylum, end quote. Instead of complying with this requirement, Alejandro N. Mayorkas implemented a catch-and-release scheme whereby such aliens were unlawfully released, even without effective mechanisms, to ensure appearances before the immigration courts for removal proceedings or to ensure removal in the case of aliens ordered removed.
That's Mark Green, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. And when we come back, I'll let you hear from Jim Jordan. He's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee on why Alejandro Mayorkas needs to be convicted in the Senate. The case against Alejandro Mayorkas. From Jim Jordan, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee. It's incredible. And Chuck Schumer is not going to let this thing go to trial. They're going to be sworn in at 10 o'clock this morning, our time, but that's as far as it's going to go. At least that's what we're hearing from Democrats. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt. and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home.
Live and Local rolls on. 10 o'clock in the morning, our time, we're going to have the swearing in of U.S. senators in the impeachment trial of Alejandro Mayorkas. Simply put, why did the House vote to impeach? Here is Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Here it is.
2 years ago, we asked him, how many on the terrorist watch list? What's the status of those individuals? You know, where are they at? Have they been detained or what? And he said, I'll have to get back with you. So this is the second article, breach of trust, failure to answer questions. Not only has he not followed the law, but he's breach of public trust and not being able to give us answers to questions like that. That should be obvious. But we've actually asked for all these individuals who've done harm to Americans, whether it's theft, whether it's attack, whether it's rape, whether it's murder. We want to know the case files on all of those. So what he just said to Congressman Bishop was, I'll have to go check the file I don't have in front of me. We've asked for all those files, and Secretary Mayorkas will not give them to the committee. So that is a huge problem, coupled with all the other things they've done wrong relative to our border.
So what do you say to those in the Senate, and some of them are Republicans, who say this isn't how we do this? We don't impeach a cabinet member. It's unprecedented or hasn't happened for an extraordinarily long time. And he's simply carrying out the policy of the White House, who appointed him.
Yeah, fair enough. But it's also unprecedented what's happening on our border. And we know it started with day one when this administration said, we're no longer going to have remain in Mexico. We're going to stop building the wall. And when you get here, you will not be detained. You will be released.
So ignoring this problem has not impacted voters, at least according to the polls. Do you think the situation at the U.S. border with Mexico, with a large number of migrants seeking to enter the U.S., is leading to more crime? 57% say yes.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it would be helpful if there was just, you know, acknowledgement of the actual situation and some thoughts on how to stop it, how to assuage the threat that is presented. And obviously people are clear on
the country the country gets it, and they don't appreciate the Secretary of Homeland Security telling us everything is fine. So that is why it's at the top of every poll, Don. And frankly, I think one of the many reasons why President Trump's going to be our next president.
There you have it. Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. The Senate will be sworn in at 10 o'clock this morning, but it's ceremonial, and that's about all it is. Chuck Schumer says he doesn't want this thing to go any further than that, that there will not be a trial. We'll find it. They're going to entertain a motion to table these impeachment hearings. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up in our next hour. Paul Enos will join us as well on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Temp Broadcasting.